One of the issues about our livers in modern life is that we're constantly interrupted. I think we are interrupted now to an unprecedented level. There's constant noise, interruptions, sound pollution, and it's very, very disruptive to the liver. Something that people don't understand is that the liver controls the nerves. If you're finding that life is getting on your nerves, that this is what you need to understand. Hello and welcome to Own Your Health with me, Katie Brindle. Now, today I really want to talk to any of you who are watching this or listening to this thinking, I just don't feel quite right. Okay, anything from not feeling quite right all the way through to actually I've got some stuff and I'd really like to see if I can help myself. And one of the reasons why today is the day I'm doing that is because spring is very much in the air when I'm recording this today. But one of the things that I know that most of us don't know, and you need to know, is that according to the solar lunar calendar, which is the calendar we follow in Chinese New Year, which is this whole year fire horse thing that everyone's been talking about, is that the seasons actually start a lot earlier than you think. Spring does not begin at the spring equinox, which is when we talk about it in the West. It started on the 4th of February this year. It starts always between the 3rd and the 5th of February in the solar lunar calendar. And that's the beginning. Because with this understanding of the calendar means then the next thing that you need to understand is that each of the main organs of your body align to the seasons. So the energy shifts. So in the winter time, it's the kidneys. In the springtime, which, as I've said, just starts between the 3rd and the 5th of February, it moves. It's the liver. So now suddenly there's a difference going on in your body. Your body has energetically shifted. And with that, in the spring, we are no longer primarily focusing on the kidneys. We've moved the narrative. The narrative has moved to the next thing, which is the liver. And your liver does different things to your kidneys. Because in Chinese medicine, the key organs, such as the liver, have the responsibilities that we're aware of in the West, like it detoxifies the blood. Yes, it does. But it does other things as well. So if you're not feeling quite right, then what we need to do at this moment in time is do a little bit of a deep dive into our livers and go, what does our liver need? What is our liver doing? Why am I feeling the way that I feel? How does that link to my liver? And therefore, what is it that I can do that will make a big difference to how my liver is feeling and therefore how I am feeling? Because these organs have narratives, and the liver has a very powerful narrative. The liver in Chinese medicine, for example, is an organ which is responsible for the smooth flow of qi and blood around the body. That's its primary function, as well as the detoxification that we're already aware of. What does that mean? It means if things are not flowing smoothly, you get something called liver qi stagnation. What's that? That is qi. Energy gets stuck, and then you will start to feel icky. It won't feel good. You will feel like as opposed to la da 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 da. Like you will feel in a bad, irritated mood rather than in a good mood. You won't be full of the joys of spring. You'll be sitting there thinking, oh, I feel irritated and I'm narky and I'm feeling bitter. Sometimes that can lead to another aspect of the liver, which is depression. The liver is also responsible for anger, frustration, resentment, and bitterness. And all of a sudden, with that liver energy suddenly coming in and taking center stage, these feelings might suddenly start presenting themselves where they hadn't done it before. And if we're thinking that spring comes some point later down the road to March, it's not. Spring is now, and therefore the liver, if it's feeling a little bit stagnated and not feeling quite harmonious, is going to start presenting itself like that. Now, the other aspect of the liver is going back to this concept of the smooth flow of qi and blood, is that the liver is very much responsible for this. So if it's not flowing smoothly, which it's likely not to be, because modern life very much gets in the way of it, then what can happen is you can often get aches and pains, you can get flushes, rashes, you can get headaches, you can get irritation with the period, you can get menstrual flow, you can get sort of strange random things with the skin, you can get things like shingles, and then you can almost even get a resurgence of old things that were going on at the end of last year, which haven't quite fully left the system. So often what I've noticed in clinic is that if people have been addressing, for example, let's think of, say, sinusitis, okay, and it's got infected, and therefore you've gone on a course of antibiotics to treat it because you need to, and then you think that the problem's gone away, but actually it hasn't, and then all of a sudden it's resurged itself right now. why? It's a bit warmer. Why have I suddenly got sinusitis again? I haven't got a cold. And that's because often, because we've treated these things traditionally in Western medicine with things that mask the symptoms rather than fully get under the belly of why there's excess mucus in the first place hitting the sinuses, it resurges itself. Why? Because the liver is using this amazing strong energy to clear out the body. And the body will often use its orifices and things like mucus and ears and eyes and sinuses and noses and mouths in order to purge. Because that's what the spring is all about, spring cleaning. And the liver is the primary organ about that, wanting to purge and spring clean the body. Okay, so there's a whole load of things that we need to do right now in order to get that liver happy. Now, another aspect of our liver health, which is absolutely massive, which people don't know, and you need to know this, is that your liver is responsible for your nervous system in Chinese medicine. One of the issues about our livers in modern life is that we're constantly interrupted. I think we are interrupted now to an unprecedented level. There's constant noise, interruptions, sound pollution, which is becoming very, very normalised. People sort of jostling around, sort of things like moving and all the rest of it. And it's very, very disruptive to the liver. Something that people don't understand is that the liver controls the nerves. Now, this is something in Chinese medicine that we understand. And I am very aware that over the last 6 months, the nervous system is suddenly becoming a thing. It's trending. A lot of people are talking about their nervous system. And so it's really important for you to understand as you're listening and watching to this, that if you're finding that life is getting on your nerves, that this is what you need to understand. There are ways of controlling that, because if you understand what your liver requires, your nervous system will benefit as a result. And one of the most important things is that when the nerve responses are going through the body, it's like electricity and it flows. That's what it does. It goes ding, 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 and it synapses all the way through. Now, when it's getting blocked, the synapses are stopping like that, and then it's jarring the body. And the problem with modern life is that things are jarring us to an unprecedented level, constantly being interrupted. It's very, very difficult to stay in your flow. So what do you do? Okay, the first thing is laugh. Okay, because it's ridiculous. Okay, why? Because the liver is the wood element and it feeds into fire. Okay, and fire is the commander of the entire body, and laughter is one of the key things that we do to amplify fire. It just gives the liver energy a direction to go in where you just go, laughter is the best medicine. Now, the good thing about laughter therapy is that you can force laughter. Okay, they did it on American TV shows. Forced laughter nevertheless makes you laugh. Okay, so you can just go, ha 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 ha. That's ridiculous. And it works. Now, another really simple exercise is to just shake it off. So perhaps put on Taylor Swift, shake it off, shake it off, shake it off, shake it off. So having a shake break is a really good idea, because we get interrupted constantly. It's normal. Okay, we've forgotten what it feels like to be completely peaceful, because there's just simply no peace. Now, in an ideal world, we would just tend to our gardens and tend to our allotments and go for wood walks. In an even more ideal world, we would live in woods, which is what mankind used to do. But we've now deforested vast amounts of the world, so they're not so much here. So what you've got to do is you've got to cling on for dear life what's left, and you've got to amplify it as best as you possibly can. So if you are in an urban environment and you have trees nearby, because they're normally in parks and they're normally on the pavements, you know, just in an ideal world, you want to go hug it. If that looks a bit of a step too far, when you walk past it, just breathe into it, because at least the air quality is going to be good by a tree. And you want to just allow your energy to connect to it and just appreciate it. Remember that the liver opens to your eyes. So what you're looking at is also very important. So looking at nature, looking at trees, and also looking at horizons are very, very good for the liver's energy. The liver likes to look long distance. So if you're just staring at screens all day and looking at toxic things online, it's not good for the liver. Livers also, in order to encourage the free kind of flow of qi and blood around the body, which is one of its primal things, is as well as shaking, which is the easiest thing to do, you can buy yourself either a tapper and or a body brush. Both of these are from Hey You. And what you want to start doing is tapping and patting the body. Like this, all over. And again, these are very simple techniques, and you just need to get one of these and just play a song in the morning in the bathroom. Just put on one piece of music that you like listening to and tap and or pat. So the good thing about this body brush is that you can use it as a body patter at the same time. So it's got kind of like double benefits. So patting and tapping, all really, really useful, because what that's doing is it's allowing any kind of stagnant liver energy to disperse and flow. The liver is also an organ of deep creativity. It's deemed the creative organ in Chinese medicine. So one of the most important things to do to support it is creation, whether it's art or painting or jigsaws, origami, anything to do with your hands whatsoever. So like knitting, crochet, needlepoint, any of these things, even color by numbers. So just getting a coloring in book that you can buy everywhere. It's incredibly therapeutic to the liver to lose yourself in something other than your screen. And I promise you, even if you've got not an artistic bone in your body, get a coloring in book with some nice new pens. Okay, it's really, really cheap and it's really good for you. Now, the other thing about the liver is its relationship to the nervous system. As I've said, the nervous system is something which is really, really coming through at the moment, and people are talking a lot about it. So really what we need to do is to make sure that to calm our nerves, we calm our livers. So I've given you some really simple ways to do that, okay? It's shaking, getting into nature, tapping, brushing, journaling, looking at the blueprint of your soul, looking all the way through to the meaning of life. But a couple of other really, really easy wins to support the liver is walking, because the liver opens at the base of the foot. It opens on the big toe, and it loves the pendulum moving of walking uninterrupted, preferably in nature, even more preferably in the woods, okay? But slow, steady pace, okay, where you're basically going at the pace that feels good to your liver and sticking to it is incredibly good. So one of the other things to do is at this moment in time is to make sure you're in bed by 10:30 and asleep by 11 in gallbladder time, so that you can start getting up earlier with the sunlight, which is now starting to get lighter earlier on. It means you are naturally more likely to want to be awake earlier. And the earlier you go to bed, the easier it is to get up early in the morning. And what do you do with that extra time in the morning? You go for a walk. And then your liver will thank you all day long, because suddenly you're out in nature and you're imbuing this beautiful, lovely, rising yang energy, which is it's really strong and it's really potent, it's really good for you, and your liver opens to the eye and the dawn is coming up, and that's early morning light and it's hitting the eyes. You've got nature, you've got birds, you've got breath, you've got air, you've got everything you could possibly wish for, and your liver loves it. It loves it, loves it, loves it, loves it, loves it. So if you can try and bring that into your day, then that's great. If you can't, because you simply don't have time, then if nothing else, do a little bit of dancing in your bathroom to one song. Tap your body to one song. Shake to one song. Now, another really important thing to look after your liver is tea. Tea is my all-time favourite beverage in the world. It is my desert island beverage. If I'm stuck on a desert island, if there's one thing I'd ask you to send me, it's tea, okay? Or at least let tea be on the desert island so I could make my own. That'd be fine too. So the tea at the moment is jasmine. Floral teas are the things that you want to drink at this time of year. So this is jasmine tea, well, made correctly. So this is something that we all should be doing. There are lots and lots of good jasmine teas on the market. Make sure it's organic and enjoy it, because it's one of the things that the body really loves, and the liver loves it too. Tea is very good for supporting the body's natural detoxification organs. Another thing that will really support your liver and your nervous system is body brushing. So I wave the brush around talking about patting, but body brushing is massive at this time of year, because the liver uses the skin. Because the skin is the largest organ of detoxification, it's a natural pair to the liver, which the liver will often chuck things out it doesn't want inside the body via the skin. It's a really easy route for it to do. So the more you body brush and really go in there, body brushing all over the body, like brush, 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 and body scrubbing, really opening the pores up and not then like clogging it back up with oils, but allowing it to breathe, will really, really help the liver in its detoxification processes. So now is the time to reach for a body brush and get body brushing as much as you possibly can, and give yourself a lot of time to do it, like, you know, 5 minutes minimum, 10 minutes, ideally 20 minutes if possible, and you will really feel the benefits of it at this time of year. So those are a few really simple things that you can do to support your liver at this time of year, support your nervous system at this time of year, and generally help your health. Whether you're feeling a bit at sorts, whether you've got low-level symptoms, whether you've had a resurgence of things that have already happened, or whether you've got some serious things going on and you want some measures that your doctor or consultant would say, I can't see that that's going to do any harm. The further down the health route that you go and the more into consultancy you are, the more paramount it is that you check with your consultant and that they have indeed said those words. They need to say, I can't see that's going to do any harm. If they say, I think that might do you some harm, you don't do it. Okay. One last thing, actually, I've just thought of after tea, is I'm going to save the best to last. Hang on. Breath. In the Chinese energy chart, there is a controlling relationship between metal and wood. Metal controls wood, it cuts wood. Metal is the breath and the lungs, and wood is the liver. And wood comes as trees and it comes as vines, and both of them like to reach up to the light. So stretching is really important for liver energy. So if you don't do yoga or Pilates or some general stretches, now is the time to start. Obviously, if you've got any health conditions, you need to check with your medical practitioner that it's safe for you to do so. But stretching is paramount in spring. And the minute you stretch, you will feel good. Your liver will like it, and therefore it will help. One of the best things you can do is, if you're able to absorb this morning walk I'm talking about, is when you get to this park or the woods or wherever you're going, stop halfway at some beauty spot and do some stretching there, okay? But if you haven't got the opportunity to do that, just try and get stretching into your day. It's one of the best things that you can do. Ideally, first thing in the morning is the optimum time to stretch. So these are just some really, really simple ways to calm the liver, calm the nervous system, offset any tricky symptoms that you've got going on. These things will easily rectify the low level kind of icky feeling, which is very, very likely to be the transition of the season has meant that your attention needs to move to a very dominant dynamic organ, which, by the way, has got a very favorable wind this year with the Yang Fire Horse. So lots of people have been talking about that at the moment, but they've all stopped talking about it because they've all moved on to the next thing because it was sort of a trend. But it's here to stay, and it's here all year. And this dynamic dominant energy frequency has a very strong effect on our livers, which is a strong dynamic energy field. So suddenly you've got strength and strength. It's like a big wind blowing up an agitated energy in the first place. So really what you want to make sure you're doing is really relaxing the liver and giving it every reason to just calm itself down so that we're not over exploding it and then ending up potentially with burnout because we're just frazzled because everything's just going like this, okay? So breathing is a very, very good way to calm that down. So thank you so much for joining me today. We're going to address each season as they come along, but this is spring, early spring. So therefore the liver energy is a fantastic thing to understand and to know. There is also a free fact sheet on the liver and the wood element on my website. We'll put the link below. And if anybody wants to ask me about their life lessons and the story of their life and their repeated patterns and to understand how to pivot those hard lessons straight into easy lessons, message below, message me directly, let me know, and we can add them into next week, and I can bring them up and I can talk to them on camera, and we can keep the liver conversation going this spring. Thank you so much for watching. See you next time.